AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A post on President Trump's social media account depicting former President Barack Obama and his wife Michelle Obama as primates has been taken down. Sucker Magani has more.
The post was deleted after Republicans, Democrats, and civil rights leaders alike criticized the video as racist. The president's spokeswoman initially dismissed fake outrage, but in a rare White House admission of a misstep, the post was removed, with the administration saying a staffer had erroneously posted it. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. and Iran have held indirect talks in Oman over Tehran's nuclear program. British police have been searching two properties linked to former ambassador to Washington Peter Mandelson in an investigation stemming from his ties to Jeffrey Epstein. Births in the U.S. decreased in 2025, just over 3.6 million, about 24,000 fewer than 2024. And Jennifer King reports the Winter Games are on.
Spectators at a fan zone in Milan cheered and sang along to Italy's national anthem as the opening ceremonies for the Milan Cortina Winter Olympics officially began. Spectator Grant Ensden.
I do have to believe that the Olympics is free of politics and enjoy this moment for what it is, which is a celebration of athletes that have made it to this point.
The event featured tributes to Italian culture. Athletes marched into a spiraling main stage at Milan's San Siro soccer stadium. The U.S. athletes dressed in cream-colored Ralph Lauren snow gear. This year, athletes participated in the Parade of Nations at three other mountain locales, Cortina and Predazzo in the Dolomites and Livigno in the Alps. For the first time, these spread-out winter games featured two cauldrons, one in Milan and one in Cortina, to hold the Olympic flame. It's a spherical metal device that's a nod to the geometric designs of Leonardo da Vinci. The ceremony's organizers say they wanted to convey the themes of harmony and peace and appeal to a sense of unity at a time of global tensions. I'm Jennifer King.
This is AP News. Seth Sutel wraps up Wall Street's week in the AP Markets Report.
The stock market soared to its best day since May, sending the Dow Jones Industrial Average above 50,000 points. The Dow jumped 1,206 points Friday. That's about 2.5%. The Dow closed at 50,115. The S&P 500 rallied 2%. The Nasdaq Composite climbed to 2.2%. Chip companies helped lead the way higher. Investors hope those companies will see more big gains from spending by companies building up their AI infrastructure. NVIDIA and Broadcom each surged more than 7%. Bitcoin rose back above $70,000, finding its footing after plunging for several weeks. As of Thursday, Bitcoin had erased half of its value since hitting an all-time high in the fall. Seth Sutel, New York.
For the week, the Dow closed higher, the S&P and the Nasdaq lower. There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.